The following reading is from Alec Motier's devotional commentary, Isaiah by the Day, a new devotional translation, Guinea's House, Christian Focused Publications, 2011, pages 229 through 232. Day 52, Isaiah chapter 47, verses 1 through 15. Step by step, from chapter 44, verse 24, Isaiah foresees the rescue of the captives from Babylon, the liberator, in chapter 44, verse 24, through chapter 45, verse 7. The evacuation of Babylon's, quote, gods, and the Lord's continued carrying of his people in chapter 46, verses 1 through 4. Chapter 47 imaginatively foretells the fall of Babylon. And chapter 48, the return home of the exiles in spite of their unworthiness and lack of peace with God. The fall of Babylon, divine vengeance applied. Chapter 47, verse 1. Come down and sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, no throne, daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will never more have people calling you delicate and dainty. Take millstones and grind corn. Remove your veil. Strip off your billowing skirt. Expose your legs. Cross rivers. Let your nakedness be exposed. Also your shame will be seen. I will take vengeance and come to terms with no one. Our Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Divine vengeance explained. Verse 5. Sit in silence and go into darkness, daughter of the Chaldeans. For you will never more have people calling you mistress of kingdoms. I was exasperated with my people. I profaned my possession, and I gave them into your hand. You did not offer them compassion. Upon even the elderly, you made your yoke very heavy. And you said, quote, forever I will continue, mistress forever, unquote. Did you not take these things into your consideration? You did not remember how it would end. Diagnosis, things meriting judgment, verse 8. Now then hear this, pampered one, sitting in complacency, one who says in her heart, quote, I and no one else besides, I will not sit as a widow, nor will I know bereavement, unquote. And they will come to you, these two, in an instant, on one day, bereavement and widowhood. In their full reality, they will come upon you in spite of the abundance of your magic arts, in spite of the great strength of your spells, and you trusted in your evil, and you said, quote, there is no one to see me, unquote. Your wisdom and your knowledge, that is what turned you around. And you said in your heart, quote, I and no one else besides, unquote. And evil will come upon you. You will not know its dawning. And disaster will fall upon you. You will not be able to buy it off. And suddenly devastation will come upon you. You will not know. The religion that failed, verse 12. Stand then through your spells and through the abundance of your magic arts at which you have toiled since your youth. Perhaps you will be able to gain advantage. Perhaps you will strike terror. You have grown tired through the abundance of your plans. Now let them stand and let them save you. Those who divide up the heavens, who see visions by the stars, providing knowledge month by month, from what will come upon you? Behold, they have become so much chaff, fire has burned them. They do not deliver even their own souls from the hand of the flame. No coals, these, for getting warm. No firelight to sit by. This is what they have become for you, those on whom you have toiled, making a trade of you from your youth. Each making his own exit, they wander off, no one to save you. And here's Alec Motier's thought for the day on Isaiah chapter 47, verses 1 through 15. We don't like the word vengeance, and we do like the word redemption. In the Bible, however, in Isaiah and in verses 3 through 4 of today's reading, they belong together. Our hesitation about vengeance is understandable. In human experience, it ordinarily includes vengefulness and brings with it a whole cluster of sinful emotions and often overreactions. Not so with the Holy God. His law is not something separate from himself. It is another way of thinking about him. It is his holy nature written down in commandments. Sin, therefore, is both breaking the law, for which the penalty must be paid, and offending and alienating the lawgiver, requiring reparation and reconciliation. Precisely these two things are solved by redemption. As to the broken law, one of the Hebrew words translated redemption, an example, chapter 35, verses 9 through 10, points to the payment of the price that covers the debt. It is exactly as when we pay for our purchases at the counter or the checkout. The money handed over, quote, covers the debt incurred. So the Lord God, the Holy One himself, knows, as we might say, to the last penny, the price must be paid. And as our Redeemer, sets about paying it on our behalf. He does not look to us to assess the price and find the wherewithal. He weighs our sins in his own balances and looks to himself to cover them. For the other side of the notion of redemption, the word used in verse 4, is, quote, next of kinship, unquote, the right of our nearest kinsman to take on himself our needs as if they were his, to pay our debts as if it were he who had incurred them. In the case of the Lord God, it is the right to establish a next-of-kin relationship between himself and us by canceling the hurt and offense our sin has caused, bringing the gap and alienation it created, bringing us to himself as his sons and daughters, making peace. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5, chapter 54, verse 10. Romans chapter 4, verse 25 through chapter 5, verse 1, and Ephesians chapter 2, verses 15 through 18. This is Alec Motier's Isaiah by the Day for day 52 on Isaiah chapter 57, verses 1 through 15.